Mic check. Gay sex. Gay sex. The Chinese government doesn't believe in gay sex.
At least not yet, but it definitely happens in secret.
Yeah. I should be over here, probably. Yep.
We're just bumping 30. Negative 30, honestly.
What do you mean negative 30?
It's
so funny, like that VU meters on that doesn't correspond to what's going on, because if you go look at the XA60, you see the VU meters on that are like right in a healthy range.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then if you go over and then look at the little receiver on my phone, which is on TikTok, that thing is just fine. So, yeah. So this is all going to be much better once. So what are we drinking?
Big Guns Double IPA.
Apparently. Big Guns Double IPA. I like Double IPA.
It's got the horniest pig on it.
Well, yeah. I got it because there's a horny pig on it.
Horny pig.
That's why you buy everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we're recording.
Yeah, that's how you start a podcast. Oh, you don't tell people you started.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
Yeah, so I bought those because it was a horny pig. And, you know, double IPA. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it'll do the job.
Yeah, yeah. It scares all of the twinks away because it's not a seltzer.
Right.
So it means I get to drink more of it, get more drunk.
Yeah, at our
house. Were you at Uproar? I didn't see you there.
Yeah, I was DJing.
Oh, that's why I didn't see you.
Yeah, like Hyper decided he was just going to throw so much haze into the freaking air. I couldn't see anybody in front of me.
Dude, that place was like a sauna. Well, first it was a sauna.
Yeah.
And then the fog machine just adds to the whole mix of that.
Well, we got the secondhand body heat because all of the college girls were there for St. Patrick's Day before us.
Oh.
And then we had to clear them all out. That was fun.
You had to throw... Okay, so for the people who don't know, we talked about it in the last podcast. Uproar is what?
Uproar is a Philadelphia-run 21-plus event. It is a pup furry night at a gay club. We have furry DJs. We drink a lot of beer, and we have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's mostly mixed drinks, honestly.
A lot of mixed drinks. And then
they pour incredibly heavy.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
If you get a Red Bull vodka, maybe just get one, maybe two.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're getting Red Bull vodka, you're just getting a container of vodka and then a Red Bull next to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But
this time it was the furry pup gay party was on St. Patrick's Day. Yes. Or St. Patrick's weekend, rather.
St. Mm-hmm. Patrick's Eve.
And they had... So all the woo girls were in the bar. The bar is 427?
254.
254 Club.
It used to be Taboo.
Yeah.
That was the old name of the bar. Now it's...
New management, baby.
New management, new name. I like it. I mean, it's a... Name your business what it is. Here's the address. What is it? 254.
Yeah, you can't really mistake it at that point.
Locust Street, right? 12th Street.
12th and Locust, maybe? Well, you're making...
No, it wasn't on the corner. It wasn't on the corner.
The actual
it was near
address.
The corner.
It's not on the corner.
No.
Well, that's the intersection where it's at, but it's the address of the actual place.
Yeah.
It's just the name.
So it was fun getting the woo girls out.
Well, so Alan was setting up for
it's kind of a nightmare,
DJ,
actually.
Because he was the first one playing. I was doing public safety. Alan also joined on public safety after that.
Mm-hmm.
So we had girls kind of coming up asking to play music while trying to set up for the event and trying to keep them, be like, hey, you're technically allowed to be here up to this point, but please don't bother people while they're setting up.
When they said they wanted to play music, they wanted the DJ to play music for them?
Yes, they did. They wanted to play Irish jigs.
Oh, okay.
In particular.
It didn't help that I was wearing a kilt at the time.
We were both wearing
Yeah.
Like, sorry, I kind of asked for it.
Oh, my God. Can you play Dropkick Murphys?
That's exactly, literally
my boyfriend. That's exactly what they wanted.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, what do you mean you're wearing kilts? Like, yes, I am wearing a kilt.
But soon I won't be.
I'm still like assembling like DJ equipment.
It's
can
not
you please
for
leave
you.
Me alone?
It's not for you.
Yeah.
This is for me.
Yeah.
Like, we kick out the petting zoo at around, like, 9 o'clock.
What's a petting zoo? Oh.
So...
I don't know if this is an official term. It's just what we call straight white women that go to gay bars.
So they don't get hit on by straight guys.
Yeah.
They feel safe there.
Okay. But where does the petting come from?
Because we're just objectified.
Oh, okay.
You could go see the animals, but the animals probably won't bite you.
That's, well, I never heard, that's a really good term.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, anyone's always welcome at any event. And of course, our event is not a gay event. It's a furry pup event. There's a lot of gay stuff that happens. And of course, straight women are always welcome.
Yeah.
It's just like the overall scene for the gay Philly bar area. Like, you go, you can't really go to Woody's because Woody's is just filled with straight people.
Yeah.
And
oh my God, we're going to Woody's.
I've heard that for over a decade. It's where all of my straight friends that are women go.
Yeah. I went there once to say that I went there. It's literally a college bar with some rainbow flags.
That's
in
exactly
it.
Correct.
And just
for 5 hours straight.
Yes. Yeah,
it's not fun.
And then you go upstairs and it's just, and it's like, I don't know if there was like an industrial night, but I went upstairs at Woody's and it was just like no one was there.
Really? And so that actually is kind of the usual.
Yeah.
At least every time I've been there.
I mean, our favorite spot is Bike Stop, probably.
Mm.
It's the most straightforward basement sports bar for gay guys.
Okay.
Like, I mean, of course, as always, everyone's always welcome. It's just,
I heard it was like an exclusive leather bar.
It's not exclusive.
Not really exclusive.
It pretends to be exclusive. It has a metal door. And that's what deters people from entering, is that the fact that door.
Yeah, they get intimidated very quickly.
Oh.
It's very easy to get in there. Like, you just walk in.
Oh.
It is intimidating. I don't get me wrong. Does it
even have a sign?
It has no sign.
Yeah.
It's off to the side.
It's literally in an alleyway.
And outside, you probably see a bunch of like guys in leather smoking.
Or doing heroin or something. I don't know.
I have not seen anyone doing heroin at some point.
I thought it was an old city. It's not?
It is.
Oh, okay.
It's on on 12th. And
everything's on 12th. As you'll soon find out.
No, it's not 12th. I think it's 11th and Locust. It's a block over from 254.
Oh, I didn't know it was that close.
Yeah. It's right where
they're all right next to each other.
The alleyway between the Irish pub and the musical theater.
I'm always trying to look stuff up, and I realize there's no service here.
the Wi-Fi is on the kitchen.
I'll be right back then.
Yeah.
Ellen's getting
very nicely placed that thing down.
I know the deal.
Yeah, let's get some.
Yeah, let's get these
beer. Here, just hold one. I'll hold the other. I think. There you go.
I like the presentation. A nice, soft print to it.
It's got a feel to it, which sounds really strange about a beer, but it's like a matte print on the beer.
Yeah. Warthog from Hell. Big Guns is a small batch brewed with select pale malt from Ireland and dry hop finish for uncompromised freshness. A snort of floral bouquet and well-balanced butterness makes this a dangerously drinkable double IPA. Best served fresh. Well, how is it? What do you mean fresh? It's in a can.
I imagine they mean cold, but I've never heard like refrigerated meaning fresh.
Yeah.
So how much longer until you get a Sterling Pig sponsor?
I do it in a heartbeat.
Any day now.
I mean, it'd be sort of weird getting a sponsor for alcohol. You know, alcohol, being that technically this is an automotive thing, but...
When I drink and drive, I drink Sterling Pig.
When I break the law, I drive Sterling Pig... I drive Sterling Pig and drink my car.
What seems to be the awesome problem?
Always fresh, never wishy-washy.
You got it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So... Our guests are Alan, who is in my phone as Alan the IT guy.
Everyone showed me that Instagram post.
Yeah.
I was like, it's me. I made Instagram against my will.
Yeah. That's how I remember people. Mm. And Khan, whose backstory I don't know.
Well,
and that's what I want to know. Let's start at the very beginning, grade one.
Before we get into the back,
we'll
go to the backstory.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Now you get it.
I'm going to go back to the shed.
You will get it eventually.
The bareback story?
No, it's all about my back. I had back surgery like 2 months ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can start with the backstory.
No, I was joking. We'll do that at the end because that's chronologically right. That's the end.
Yeah.
Hopefully not the end. So starting off in grade school, grew up in Ronhurst, went to PAX, was really involved with the mural arts program there. I remember growing up, like a bunch of my friends kept like going off to like the special classes, not like the special ed ones, but like the talented ones. Okay. And I just kind of like hopped into those. Like, I don't think I was allowed to or supposed to. I kind of just like followed them one day and they couldn't kick me out.
And this is an elementary school?
It was a charter school.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Weird. Like, okay. There's a lot of weird stuff.
Oh, you were never public then. You were always.
I was public in kindergarten. I was for. Interesting. I went to Farrell.
Even I'm learning shit now.
Yeah, I was just for 1 year. And then.
And this was in PA?
Yeah, I was in PA. So, I mean, I remember PAX. It was really strange because I was like the second graduating class or so from it. It was like a new school when I entered first grade. So I would have been the eighth graduating class from it.
Ah.
Yeah, but like the principal got like convicted of embezzling a bunch of money.
The principal of the charter school.
Of the charter school. He got involved with like embezzling scheme with a bunch of other people. Shot himself in a train parking lot.
That's a very specific place.
Yeah.
Like a SEPTA parking lot?
I don't know which train parking lot it was.
Hmm.
They didn't tell. But it was a strange. I heard about that in high school. That was like a year after I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
He was nice. I had a hoagie with him once.
Yeah,
he bought me a hoagie
as an elementary school hoagie, kid.
But well, he was the principal of Farrell, and then he went over to PAX.
So, when you say these Farrell and PAX, what are you referring to?
So, Farrell was it's an elementary school in Ronhurst, and then PAX was the charter school.
Okay.
So he was the principal of my kindergarten. And then I was able to get into the charter school via...
This entire time, yeah. I thought we were talking about a video game convention. I didn't know PAX was a school.
No. I'm sorry. No, yeah. Philadelphia Academy Charter School is what that stands for.
Okay.
That is probably useful information.
For everyone watching at home.
For everyone who's so interested in my grade school.
Yeah.
Other than that, grade school was grade school. It's nothing too much to write home about. Like, I feel like my memories kind of don't even start almost till high school.
Really? You don't have like flashbulb memories of elementary school? I have tons of them.
I don't have a
Mine's
bunch.
Just traumatic. I don't want to talk about it.
Like, I don't really... No, I don't.
That's so weird.
I can remember
my first ice cream treat in first grade. I can remember chewing the blue pencils... Because we got these like cheap oversized first grade.
Yeah.
These cheap oversized. Yeah.
Oh,
no eraser on it.
Yeah.
It was like, you can't be trusted with a thin one yet. With a thin number.
I was going to say, you specifically pointed out blue. Are the blue ones tastier or something?
Well, the paint came off and I got in trouble because it was a really soft wood and it was fun to put in your mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
It's all squishy.
That's where the fixation started.
And I was the only one there was like two of us in class who knew that at the time there were, you know, Pluto was considered a planet. It's not a planet, it's a planetoid, but knew at the time the nine planets.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also knew that in the first grade that Jupiter has a ring system, a very faint one.
Yeah, it's very tiny.
So, and I drew that, and the teacher was like, "What is that?" I'm like, "Jupiter has rings." It's like, "No, it doesn't." It's like, "Yes, go get a better textbook."
Look at the poster. The poster doesn't have it.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Yeah. Fucking Mrs. Zimmerman.
No, I guess the more I think about it, the more I remember. It's just like, I think I got really into World of Warcraft in third grade, and I think that probably absorbed a lot of my elementary school memories, unfortunately. Because I think that was like when MMOs just came out, like ever.
And I don't think there was EverQuest.
But
one gives a shit about EverQuest.
I literally played that in like City of Heroes, like all of grade school.
Oh yeah, I always forget you mentioned about City of Heroes. You love that shit.
What was your parents' policy toward video games or computer games? Because now we're talking about PC, right?
Yeah, so my parents like usually just let me play games like whenever.
Awesome.
I mean, I had to like I was. Pretty good. Like I was basically a straight A student, so they didn't really care too much.
Mm.
Like I didn't really
keep them out of trouble.
Yeah, I didn't really I was very not adventurous as a child. I was very much like, I went to school, I would dabble in after school activities, but anything beyond art and like video games, I kind of was just like, I'll pass.
Any sports?
I did soccer up until like third grade, but that's like everyone.
Yeah. You count. Get these little kids, you run around, chase the ball, the parents sit in folding chairs, and that's it. And you get your slices of oranges, and I guess I did a good job. All I remember about soccer practice is how disgusting and wet the soccer field always seemed to be, and how...
Because you always start like 7 in the morning when all the dew's on the ground and everything.
Yeah. Like, or we're doing it after school and somehow it's still wet. It always felt like it was raining. Because it's elementary school soccer, we're not on a real field. Mm-hmm. I remember they had us playing in the field across from a factory that made cement pipes. And right. Oh,
that's worse. That's worse than what I had.
Yeah. I mean, it was a grass field. It was like
to like check for mesothelioma now or something.
Probably. And you know, they come by with the lie or whatever
that they come by with the lie.
It was that powdered stuff. If you're too cheap to buy the spray paint to paint the lines.
Oh, the chalk. I thought that was just chalk.
Oh, it's just chalk. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was going to say
they thought it was
they're putting a lie in the field. It's just chalk. That's about, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad I was able to ease your mind that it wasn't that bad. It was just...
And I didn't really think anything of it. I thought, this is just something you're subjected to because parents just sign you up for shit and says, you're going to do this now.
In my defense, I did say yes, but then I immediately regretted it.
Yeah, of course. Like, what are you going to do? Say no, and then you get in more trouble?
I guess you're
right. T-ball.
I do remember the year I stopped playing soccer, I think, because I was never good at soccer. Like, I was always just there. I was always just, like, kind of there. Last year I played soccer. I actually scored. I got a goal. And that was, like, the one time my dad wasn't looking. And I'm like, Dad, did you see it? And he's like, no, what happened? I'm like, oh, you
fucking kidding me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like, there was no chance of me ever getting a goal ever because I was always either halfback or defender. Mm-hmm. They're just like, oh, the position that is not that important. Like, give that to this one, the scrawny tall one.
Yeah. Just chase after the guy with the ball and put some pressure on him.
Yeah.
That's it.
I tried basketball. Like, I'm tall. Like, I'm like 6'2". Mm-hmm. So everyone in like middle school, as soon as you hit that growth spurt, like, oh, you have to do basketball.
Yeah.
You have to try it.
I had the same talk.
And I'm like, this is horrible. I want to go home and watch SpongeBob.
But yeah, I hated being an early bloomer because of the fact that I was like 6 foot tall and everyone was still like just breaking 5 feet.
God damn.
And everyone and every gym teacher is like, do you want to play basketball? I'm just like, please no.
For some reason, everyone in my high school was like 6 foot. Like, so it was like average height. Like, I don't know what they put in the water. But
the best part about being an early bloomer is that no one thinks you're ever a freshman.
That's awesome.
I completely avoided all the hazing, all the bullshit because of that.
That's nice.
Because I've been this height since I was 14 years old.
That's not bad. That's cool. So,
a freak of nature.
Was it a big school that the sophomore class wouldn't notice a new face?
The thing is that I think our classes were like 600, 700 people.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah.
Per grade?
Yeah. The thing is we had 6 elementary schools.
Oh shit.
Into 1 upper elementary school. To 1 middle school to 1 high school.
I think my entire,
what district is this?
This was in South Jersey, so I can't remember what the district's technically called. But if you ever lived around like Mount Laurel or Cherry Hill or Marlton or any of places like that, you know the 4 schools in the district. It's Lenape, Cherokee, Seneca, and one other one that I never remember. Okay. So I'm like on the very verge of being a piney. Because everything is pine trees where I live.
Yeah.
And I used to live literally a block away from a state forest. So that's literally my entire life is just knowing that.
What did you go to the, like, did, are you, were your parents the type of people who just let you go and like run around in the forest if you wanted to?
They encouraged it, and I was the person that was kind of homely, honestly. There are some things that I enjoyed doing outdoors. Like, my dad got me my first like ATV when I was like 7 years old. And I'm like, that's
kick ass.
That's the coolest thing I've ever done ever. Yeah, yeah.
Tell me the story of that. Did you know it was coming?
No, it was literally, it came off of his turquoise S10. I'm yeah. like, that's for me. He's like, yeah, I was like,
was it like an 80cc or do you remember?
It was Yamaha. I think it was an SX110 or something like that.
Well, 110 cc's
for a 7 year old. Yeah,
holy shit, dude. That thing could go like probably 50
55 or 60.
God damn.
And I didn't kill myself, surprisingly. Did it have
an electric start, or do you have to kick that thing over?
It was a kick, I believe.
Do you remember if it had a compression release or not?
These are all things 7 year old me would never know what the hell it is.
Okay.
Sorry, I killed your momentum.
No, you're fine.
Kick down, no clutch, clutchless, but still had two or three gears.
So, yeah, so you slam gears.
Yeah, you just, no clutch. Just yeah. slam them with your foot, basically.
Yeah.
I spent like good 3 or 4 years of my life just like using an ATV like in my dad's friend's like farm. Heck basically yeah. And every single other person that was ever there always had like a 300 or a 350. I'm just like, okay. Cool, I can't hang. Also like 3 or 4 years younger, so it happens. But
yeah, you little ones, everybody's like ripping donuts and popping wheelies, and you're like,
but yeah, that literally just solidified my addiction to yeah. like to four wheel vehicles, even two wheel to a lesser degree. My dad's really big into bikes, but mm-hmm. it didn't carry over to me as much.
Mm-hmm. You just sold that to your cousin, didn't you?
What?
The ATV?
Yes. Well, that was my Grizzly. That was the second one that ended up happening when the freaking SX decided it was not gonna have brakes anymore. But yeah, my cousin Chris, I just gave him my Grizzly 125. I think it was an 06.
Yeah, but he paid you in cash, so you just kept the cash in your wallet for a year because you don't use cash.
Huh. And
I was joking, kind of.
I don't like cash, honestly. It just burns a hole in my wallet. Well, that I'd rather get the points through credit cards.
Going out to
the
eat.
Friction, the like, friction of the cash in the wallet. The
heat, yeah, yeah, yeah. It literally sets my wallet on fire.
The body heat added for the insulation.
But the Grizzly was a CVT, all camo and everything, so it was very like mm-hmm. yee-yee kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
I love the thing to death, but it at one point it bent a valve.
Ooh.
And then it had like starter issues, and then it constantly needed oil changes, and it was just like
constantly needed oil changes. It was running out of oil or something like that.
Either it was burning it because of the fact that it was like missing timing or something. That's why the valve got bent or something.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea. Weird engine, single cylinder, fully automatic. Automatic because it's a CVT.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But I got that a few years after my parents moved to Mount Laurel, which is where I spent like 15 plus years. And that's why I'm in that school district. And that's mm-hmm. why I ended up at Lenape with 2,100 other people.
Whoa, that is a gigantic district.
In that case, like the size of your freshman class was the size of my entire school.
Yeah.
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 My graduating class was like 99 to 100 people.
Yeah. That's about mine. Where'd you go? Did you go to a prep school or?
I went to public school, a place called Blue Mountain, which is in Schuylkill County. There was like almost every, how many school districts are there within Schuylkill County? There's Blue Mountain, Schuylkill Haven, Pottsville, Pine Grove. The people from Minersville, do they go, Mount Carmel?
You're definitely not making any of these up.
And North Schuylkill, but that's in Berks technically. So yeah, that was about 4 or 5, but they were all about the same size. I mean, Pine Grove was smaller. Schuylkill Haven and Blue Mountain. I don't know which is technically like the upper school. It would have been either. Actually, they're all the same. I guess technically Pottsville had the most money because it had the largest population. Some people said that Blue Mountain was like the prep school, but there were two other There was one Catholic school, St. Ambrose, and then there was one private school called Blue Mountain Academy, not affiliated with Blue Mountain, the public school. Blue Mountain Academy is like this weird, I think it's like a weird religious, I don't know what denomination of Christianity, but they have dorms. It's one of the, it's a boarding school.
Interesting. I didn't know they still had boarding schools in PA at the very least.
Yeah, it's back behind the big Cabela's at 78 and 61.
Really? That's what that is.
Okay.
And they got some money, and so much so that they have a flight program. So they have a little airstrip and one Cessna 172. And like seniors could sign up for avionics or like
the early path to bird furries. You can just sign on up.
Like Jay was there.
Was Jay there?
He didn't go to that place. No, but
he's flown there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because anybody can land at their airstrip. It's just a grass airstrip and it's marked. And my buddy Greg keeps his Piper Archer. No, not Archer. No, yeah, no, the Cherokee. It's a PA-28 Cherokee. He keeps that there, and they in the hangar. There's like four planes in the hangar, and I think they even have fuel there. So
really, that's expensive.
Yes. Thank you, Connor.
Yeah, what avgas is like $7 a gallon or something like that. It's 100 octane, 100 octane leaded. So, ooh, yeah,
that's the chemtrails, baby.
Yeah, you get in that, it smells like a racetrack.
Oh, I want some of that. Give me that boomer mentality. I'm going to be all about that.
And of course, airplanes don't have emissions, it's just open headers. So, they just have that. And at first, it's like a
catalytic converter. What's that?
Planes don't have catalytic converters, they're nuts. They're like. There's something like 350 cubic inches, but they're four cylinders. So the pistons,
The pistons are massive.
Massive. And they only rev to like 2,000 RPM, like diesels. Because you just put them in the nice, happy spot where it can just rev. And
just sits there for hours.
It just sits there
hours.
As you fly. Yeah. They don't really have transmissions unless you count like variable pitch props as transmissions. Planes are gay.
The only knowledge I have of planes is from Flight Simulator, and that's not much. I know how to set my flaps, and that's about it.
So anyway, you're middle school. You get to high school, not really in any sports.
No.
You're playing World of Warcraft.
Yes,
tell me about high school.
Awful, awful child. Awful example of 2006 awkward teenager.
Uh-huh.
That's me. I am lanky. I have shaggy hair. I wear the same outfit every day, like a cartoon character almost.
Oh, what's your outfit every day?
It's almost like this, actually. It's literally like almost, it's blue jeans, the same green like zip-up hoodie.
Yeah.
And like a brown shirt. That it was like, I had like seven brown shirts, all different elements. No, like the brand element. Like,
oh, okay.
I thought you were American Eagle guy.
I had some American Eagle stuff. Okay. I think the jacket was American Eagle.
Did you shop for yourself, or did you just let your parents?
It was half and half.
Okay.
Every Christmas, my parents would just like be like, "Here's a bunch of clothes you have for the year." I'm like, "Okay, cool." Like occasionally, I would buy myself like something neat. I do remember getting him like totally embarrassed. Like the first time I bought my own outfit, like I'm like not doing this again for a while.
What was it?
I think it was bad. I was sixth or seventh grade.
Tell us, Connor.
Middle school. Okay.
This was middle school. This is still at PAX. And this is like the height of My Chemical Romance, emo.
Oh, yeah.
I need this picture. Okay. You've never shown me this.
Bloomingdale's with my grandmother.
Bloomingdale's.
Bloomingdale's. And at Bloomingdale's, this wonderful department store, they had black jeans.
Black jeans? Okay. But so black jeans go with anything.
And
that doesn't
a long sleeve Punisher shirt.
Oh, right. I need to see this now.
I threw that shirt out the second time I wore it. I put that.
Was it a hoodie or just
no,
like a long
sleeve?
No,
it was just a long sleeve shirt with a Punisher graphic. This is before Punisher got associated with like all like the
cops and
the
stuff.
Cops and like, you know.
The irony of that.
Yeah.
This is when it was like, you know, a comic book character.
Yeah.
Which I had never read because, you know, what sixth grader is like, oh, my favorite superhero is the Punisher. I was just like, oh, like everyone's
edgelords, obviously.
Edgelords are popular right now.
Yeah. And
I was never even a good edgelord. Like, my friends were good edgelords. Like, they like loved My Chemical Romance. I was very indifferent to My Chemical Romance or like, I like System of a Down. Anyway, yeah. But the point is, I wore the outfit first time to dinner. I literally got it and at my dinner table, and then my brother and sister looked at me and wouldn't stop laughing.
Oh no.
And then like I think I wore it one more time.
To school?
Never to school. Well, I always had to wear uniforms to school.
Oh, you uniform school. Well, was it just like, what was the uniform?
For grade school, it was from first to eighth, that was khakis and a polo.
Mm-hmm.
And then for high school, that was khakis and whatever button shirt and tie I wanted.
You had to have a tie.
You had to always wear a tie. You always had to have a collared shirt.
Okay.
But I mean, ultimately, that was a pretty good free range of stuff.
Yeah. When I was, I'm dating myself. I graduated before the whole, like most public schools, going to some form of uniforms. But uniforms kicked in when I was substitute teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in the 2000s. And so I saw the changeover. I was subbing before, but I was now watching it from a teacher's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And the Blue Mountain went to uniforms in a very soft way. It was simply any sort of pants, as long as they're not jeans.
Mm-hmm.
I would have died.
Any sort of shirt that has a collar, and it can't have any words or decorations on it. It has to be solid color.
Not even
a little Ralph stripe. Warren. It could have a logo if it was like some school apparel.
Okay.
Like if it said Blue Mountain on it.
Yeah, of
course. Or Blue Mountain soccer, Blue Mountain football.
If it's school merch, you got
exactly.
it.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you could wear that.
You got to represent the brand. You got to spread it out.
Dumb. And immediately some of the seniors, this was way before who's the rapper who made the
Macklemore.
It was way before that.
I was just guessing based on the pronunciation.
So all the seniors went to either Goodwill or the Salvation Army,
the thrift shop,
and just bought suits. Like, fuck you. And then they wore suits every single day to school. Ill-fitting. And then
that's kind of a flex, actually.
It is, yeah. And the teacher's like, we like that you're doing this, so I guess you want to wear it.
No, some of them hated it because they're kind of like, you're doing this like yeah. out of spite. And we don't like it when you do things out of spite. We want you.
Yeah, it's malicious compliance.
It is. But they were like, I remember some of the seniors, they were like, oh, we found, like, that was when you could buy like a whole suit for like $8.
Get the Zoot suit.
It was like shoulders.
They were like three-piece suits with the vest and everything, and I'm like, looking good. And I would compliment him, like, thanks, Mr. Ryder.
I hate the fact that thrifting is just now completely dead because
resellers have destroyed the thrift market. You can't, like, actually, I was about to say you can't find good purchases at thrift shops.
I mean, they still do exist. It's just like you gotta get there.
I wear every day, not every day, I wear once every wash cycle.
Oh, yeah, your green one you love so much.
I found a really nice green collared shirt. I wear it for work a bunch, which is great for me because I work in landscaping and like hardscaping.
Yeah.
So I go out there looking like a leprechaun
mm-hmm.
to all my clients. And I'm like, who do I trust with plants?
I just say you're going elf mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's great. It's like from like the 70s. It's got like a slight plaid pattern. It's green, button up, and somehow doesn't wrinkle. No matter what happens to it, never wrinkles. I will throw it in my dresser unfolded. I will pull it out perfectly straight.
Unlike you.
Yeah.
Sorry, you set yourself up for that one.
Oh, also, we have not mentioned that Alan and myself have been together for 7 years. We just had our anniversary.
Oh, hey, yeah. Congratulations.
Hooray.
Hooray.
We did it.
We're still here.
We're still next to each other. We haven't had our crash out yet.
Yeah.
We have had several crash outs. What are you talking about?
We're still together. That's what counts.
That's okay. I mean, that's what successful relationships are. You have to have consistent crash outs and survive them. The ones that people who have one crash out
and they just give up. It's like that wasn't a good relationship. Yeah, it wasn't a good relationship to begin with.
Yeah. So let's tackle the coming out question. When did you realize?
Oh, I realized that when I was 13.
13.
This is going to tie into
so that's like eighth grade, right?
Yeah, I was done by 10.
And this goes with the Punisher logo?
No.
This coincides with the Punisher logo.
This is Punisher arc.
Yeah. I just want to tell you, the first time I started shopping myself was also in middle school.
Yeah.
And I normally, and because I have wide feet. I can really only wear like New Balance and stuff like that.
I love New Balance.
Nowadays, like New Balance is like kind of weird, like dad core, and it's kind of okay. Yeah,
dude, you're talking to me about dad core.
Yeah, yeah.
If you know.
Time to mow the lawn.
Gosh, I've never gotten him to mow the lawn ever. That's my job. Thanks. Behind every dad cosplayer is the actual dad.
Yeah, yeah. But this was the 90s when New Balance was like uncool.
Dads wore because their backs hurt.
Yeah. So I had already was already up to like a triple E width. I'm now 6E. These are like freaking flippers.
Really?
My fursona should be a fucking orca or something like that. Anyway.
Duck.
Ew.
Duck.
Wait, hold on a sec. Where's the ooh? Because you're already a white bird.
Like, yeah. You're already like 90% there.
Another ducks, white bird.
Because I got this feud going on with Ducky Thick from the Midwest.
Oh.
And okay. Like a friendly one. But actually, I'm jealous because he can pull out the puns really fast.
You can't win them out. Okay.
No, yeah. I can't. But we get confused for each other, and I'm like, the beaks are totally different. Anyway, so I go...
Look at the profile.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Look at it.
You're like Darwin up in here.
Yeah.
Look at my beak shape. It's made for foraging.
Him, the fucking bread and berries, and he's shitting and pissing and coming out of the same hole. I'm Mr. Sophisticated over here with my vest and my 63 Galaxy.
Oh, look at
also,
me.
Also, by the way, I got $10,000 lined up ready to take advantage of the tariffs. I'll be bragging about that later. Mm.
Oh, look at me.
Everyone get your purchases in now.
Fly, I can swim. I can walk. Look at me. I can do everything everyone wants to do.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, no, again. I think he lives in Dayton, Ohio, this guy.
Ugh.
More like, exactly.
Ugh. More like Dayton, Ohio.
So I go and buy my first pair of shoes for myself. And I bought Airwalks.
Oh, that's good. I don't think that's bad.
Fucking one of the skaters wanted to fight me by the 7th grade bathroom.
Because of Airwalks?
Said, over my shoes at Blue Mountain Middle School. He says, what, you think you're cool now? In that like really aggressive, like
that guy is also, tone. He's probably also gay.
Yeah, yeah. And then like, I don't know, Justin Renninger or somebody, no, it wasn't him, it was somebody else, was like looking at me in freaking reading class saying, look, Brian's wearing suede. Because at the time you could buy Airwalks in suede. And I think, oh, this is a nice one. So I bought them. And like,
it's like the same cost, isn't it? Like, isn't it like...
It's the same stuff. It's like, you know. But it was like, oh...
I'm glad we had uniforms now.
So I got him. And he's like, what are you... Why is he wearing suede sneakers and wearing Airwalks? And so like, what was he? Punk rock or something? And then like... And I didn't like that. And then I didn't wear them the next day. And I didn't... I went right back to my... Junky New Balance.
The most minor comment on anything you do as a middle schooler makes you want to not do that thing.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a statement of like a thing, like that guy's got a shirt on. I don't want to wear a shirt anymore.
Yeah.
People are going to look at me. I think that's a very valid thing. I think why at least I block out a lot of my middle school memories. I think a lot of people do, is because those awkward years of not being cool with yourself.
Yeah.
Or also, we were just talking about realizing you're gay.
Yeah.
I had feelings for like my like, you know, fifth, sixth grade best friend.
Mm.
And I was like, it's like, no, they're just my best friend. And like, oh, my best friend, you're going to go hang out with other people? I mean, like, I thought we were going to go hang out. I thought we were going to go to the mall and go to GameStop.
Okay. Mm.
The jealousy sets in.
So what, you're hanging out with Keith and Derek and not me today?
Yeah, okay, that's fine. I mean, I wanted to go to the mall. I see that you're also at the mall right now.
Yeah.
I thought we were best friends.
Dude, I went to the ATM machine and got money, and I was just going to go to EB Games. But I guess you guys are going to friggin' AMC Theater.
I have $20. We're going to EB Games.
Yeah.
And... I just thought
you're gonna buy the misadventures.
I thought we would pre-order Gears of War, and I guess you don't want to pre-order Gears of War.
How do
we
have enough money left over? You can pre-order with just a few dollars.
Oh! You're gonna play through your first round of Gears of War with Derek.
What are you gonna play?
I thought we were going to play through Gears of War campaign together, but that's fine. I'm being dramatic, but I'm saying like it was literally kind of like stuff like. you know, my best friend from third grade up until eighth grade. And then I was like, I think about this person a lot. And like, I think about them daily, and I don't know if they do. And I'm definitely way too in the closet. And I'm also definitely aware of like, being gay is not like it is now. It's not cool.
Yeah.
it was very uncool.
When was it ever cool?
It's cool very much now. I feel like it's very trendy to be like
a genderqueer person.
Yeah. No, I feel like it's under the LGBT umbrella. I just feel like it is.
I feel like it's
a child.
It's just more socially acceptable, so people don't feel the need to like hide it.
It's now kind of like a layup for a personality, and I don't know if this is the right take, but it's. You see, as I immediately went, I turn to the left as if there's someone going to be there, but it's like trans people took the heat off a little bit.
It's unfortunate, but
it's unfortunate that it's okay that now that's the scapegoat. Oh,
don't worry, the furries are next.
Because of the litter boxes.
That were there because the school shooters.
right. Yeah,
there was teachers who got all those fucking like cases of litter because. Oh, if there's a school shooter drill, which we have weekly at this point, I don't need a third grader pissing on my floor, and I have to clean it up. Nah. So here's a bucket full of kitty litter, and then all the parents are like, they have kitty litter in the classrooms because they're furries.
And then Joe Rogan starts talking about it.
Oh, I heard about it at the PTA meeting. It has to be real.
Yeah.
I heard about it on Facebook.
Facebook wouldn't lie.
Oh, my God. I put Facebook back on my phone recently just because they offered a new thing for shorts. And I'm like, ugh, the second I'm in the app store and I'm like downloading that.
I am so happy I've never touched Facebook since like 2010.
The only thing good about it is Marketplace is finding cheap shit.
Yeah, everyone sends me their Marketplace links. I just literally got one from Kurt like today. He's like, 360 Prague House records in North Wales. I'm like, oh, God damn it. I need it.
Yeah. And freaking there was someone, I don't know if it was Lansdale or if it was somewhere else in Monco, someone selling an Isuzu Viacross.
Oh yes, I heard about this as
like,
well.
God damn it, fuck,
isn't like it's like maroon one. Too right,
this one was black on gray, but then someone else posted a different Facebook ad of someone who had two Viacrosses. I don't even know what engine that is. It's a longitudinal V6, so it's a not. I wanted just to say that I have it, but I have too many cars right now.
How are you up to now?
I have four cars right now.
Okay. So
And I'm going to...
I'm not crazy yet. I only have two.
I'm going to... So you got... What do you got?
I have my RS3 2023. Mm-hmm. So I can stunt on people. Mm-hmm. And then I have my 2006 Audi TT. So I've sucked the VAW T so hard.
Do you know Ted... the furry artist Pulsar, he was on the show like once or twice.
Pulsar
draws birds with gigantic dicks.
I don't have as many avian artists in my portfolio.
Me neither. That's the thing.
I need to equate
myself.
He had this moment like when he just bought his when he bought his TT a number of years ago. Mm-hmm. I was talking to him, and he said, "God damn it." I'm a graphic designer. I live in Portland, Oregon.
And you
just bought an Audi TT and I'm gay.
You drive a Bauhaus-inspired vehicle? Wow.
And since then, he moved back to Lancaster after he got tired of Portland, sold the Audi, bought a Scion IA.
That is
really a Mazda 2.
That is a choice.
Yeah. And then
it's a Yaris.
Yeah. And then he bought a... a motorcycle. He had a number of bikes. He had a Suzuki SV650. I think it's a freaking wheelie machine. And they made a 1,000cc version of that one.
Oh, yeah.
Which is nuts. The Widowmaker. But then he sold that because he couldn't really road trip. He bought the, you know, the Yamaha V-Star, like, 1300. That thing. It's a freaking... It's just
a couch, right?
It's elephant balls of torque. It's 1.3 liters.
But it's so heavy that it doesn't actually like get up off the ground or anything.
Oh well, it's not a Harley. It's not a big bike.
Oh yeah, it's a V star. It's a little on the smaller side.
Yeah.
I had a bike once.
Yeah, bicycle.
It was stolen from me after my neighbor had a heart attack.
What does the neighbor having a heart attack have to do with you getting your bike stolen?
I was riding around the block with my friends, and then we were like, oh, Joe.
Ding dong.
God, you have to wait to hear what happened to Joe.
What happened to Joe?
He died.
From what?
Heart attack.
Oh.
I'll tell Brian again. But
again, like, how does this have anything to do with?
I was about to give the story, then Muzzy interrupted me.
What did I do?
You didn't even bring any beer.
We're gonna go to the bottle shop.
Editor, cut all of this.
ladies and gentlemen, Muzzy.
Muzzy.
Yeah. Mazort.
Your mic's over here, I guess.
Thanks to you.
Welcome to the couch, Muzzy.
Hello, yeah.
Hello, Muzzy.
Do you want to trade mics so you don't have to, like, strain the cable?
Oh, you can just yank it. There's plenty
you
of
You have
cable.
All met Muzzy before.
I got old.
Yeah.
Muzzy is a friend of mine as well as Alan's mm-hmm. and Brian's.
I don't know him.
Who are you
Muzzy
again?
Is also...
I love the shirt, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, 50 years of
Subaru of America.
Wonderful.
I found this at a thrift shop in South Philly.
We were just talking about thrifting earlier that you can't do it now.
No, like the resellers.
Yeah,
you gotta search. You gotta...
There's like a few places, like, you know, every here and there, if you stop into like a Salvation Army or a Goodwill, you might find something crazy. But
yeah,
like last week when there was an event in Philly that Lance was talking about that I went with him with.
Can't go one episode without talking about Lance.
But he, it was this giant like vintage clothing like reselling event, like it was basically like a flea market, but everything cost like an arm and a leg.
Yeah, I saw like a Phillies track warm-up jacket from like 76 or something like that.
Oh,
it's like,
shit.
Oh shit, this is we were there, and like Lance was I think trying to talk down some seller, and I looked at it, flipped that price around $225. I'm like, fuck you.
There was some dude like running around. He had like some cart with just all this like sports stuff hanging off of it, and he had this giant like Penn State like sideline jacket. You know, like when it gets like a cold football game, they have like a big like there's like the pictures of like the Green Bay Packers in the '60s wearing these giant coats, and I was like, yo, this is insane. Like I was already thinking like he's gonna probably charge like $300 for this. So I asked him, I was like, hey, how much is that the giant Penn State jacket? And he's like, I had another one of these. I sold off my back at another event. I had that guy pay me $600 for this.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh my Lord.
Well, God damn it.
I was looking for
that is more than Lance bought that car for.
Yeah. I was looking for wrestling tees there. Uh-huh. You know, I want to get like something cool.
A singlet, a nice sexy little singlet.
Hey, I'm not Kurt Angle yet. I got to like shave my head. Like I mean
sexy.
Oh, there was the cheapest one I found and I kind of wanted it but I didn't buy it because like, you know, I want to be like nice with my money, but there was a the 90s Four Horsemen when they rejoined with what was it, Chris Benoit was in it, but it's like the Andersons, Ric Flair, there was another guy I can't think of his name, and Chris Benoit,
Smeagol.
And it was like $70 and I was like, I can't buy this. I really wanted it though, but I don't know, maybe another day, another time.
Yeah, I feel like if the way to get bargains now is that we have to get out of the city.
We you have to just go to the dead person by themselves. You have to find where the ambulance is leaving and you have to go through their wardrobe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask Anthony. It'll just give him a text message.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
After he takes the person to the hospital.
Yeah.
After the the estate sale that happens next week. Yeah.
Yeah.
And wait for the estate sale. Mm-hmm. And then you just get the good deals there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Uncle Jerry, I know you're like 65 years old and you want to Starrcade 97. Can I have your t-shirt, please?
Yeah.
Personally, if I'm 60 and my niece comes to me and says, Uncle Connor, can I go through your wardrobe for all your cool shit to have in your will? I'd be like, yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah.
Like, I would not care. I'd be like, oh, you want something? Like,
we can only hope for that.
I've already given her so many gifts she doesn't care about. So if she actually wants to go through my wardrobe and, like, be like, oh, I want that t-shirt from that one concert or, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
that'd be cool.
You feel flattered?
I would be flattered. I'd be honored.
Maybe, so, we got to go to like Perry County or something like that. Or what's the county directly above Harrisburg? Like one of these.
Harrisburg, too.
Well, I mean, that's Dauphin County. I just can't think of like. There's a place
where no one goes to like find a Salvation Army like deep in Appalachia.
Tioga County.
Oh, you're going to like somewhere.
That's up there. Yeah, that is up there. My buddies, I had a friend who lived in Blossburg. Mm. And that is up there. There was this bar there called the Bear A. But it was really called the Bear Ass.
The Bar? Wait, you went to the Bar?
The what?
The Bar.
The Bar. Are we talking about the same place? You know Blossburg?
That is a joke for all the viewers.
Oh.
That knows about Japanese porn.
Bara. Is this like some Futa stuff?
No.
Bara is muscular Japanese
Like muscular big guys. Like,
it could also be fat men.
Like,
mostly muscular.
Think kind of like, you know, like Van Darkholm.
No, is that like a Tom of
You know JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
Yes.
All the characters look like that in Bara.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Basically, it's like Baki the Brawler or whatever.
Yeah, that super muscle, is. Like kind of.
Just take John Bautista or whatever his name is and be like
Dave Bautista.
Yeah, Dave Bautista.
The wrestler Bautista.
Alan was describing the love shop between John Cena and Dave Bautista.
Yeah, there we go.
The next superstar. I was about to say, Muggy, before you interrupted
like 55
me,
now?
That you He's were
pushing that.
We did I was your dungeon master. I guess I still am, maybe.
Yeah,
I was.
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, we did.
That's our new campaign, dude.
So
that's our new campaign.
We did a D&D campaign. It was my first D&D campaign.
It was also mine, believe it or not.
All of ours, actually.
Wait, you never?
No, so, I never DM'd before.
Did you do like any?
No, I never even played it before.
Oh shit!
Now you understand why it was so haphazard.
It was. I always winged it every week, and quite frankly, my favorite episode was when Muzzy had to speak to the wizard abortionist.
What? All right. So let's establish a little bit of context here.
I don't know if we need to.
And how's my mic, Brian? I don't know if you like tested the mic.
I mean, you're fine over here.
We tested it.
All right. So
eventually we get back to the life story. But
so this is 2023. It's like after August, September. It was after.
No one cares about the year.
All right, but I'm trying to establish a little bit of context. Come on.
Post COVID.
It was just, I just go to your place one day and you have this giant blue book and it's called,
we were playing the Delver's Guide to Beast World. It's a variant on 5e Dungeons and Dragons. I was assembling together a group of people who are shitty at tabletop RPGs to be my party. I'm kidding. I joke. It was a fun time. Like, we were all very inexperienced. It was all very ad-libbed. We'll go by what's funny, what works. Anyway, Muzzy had sex with a character in the campaign. Very controversial. However, I asked him to roll if he put a condom on, and he failed.
Yeah,
and then I forgot about the roll. Yeah,
and then I also rolled. If you know, was his partner on the pill? No. Then I also rolled. Did it work? It did. So then, what are you gonna do? You have a horseman, and you have a cat trans man, and
what like, you are didn't, you
going to do?
The thing was is that you didn't establish that guy was trans until like you just have like had the epiphany. It's like, oh, I know what we're gonna
why do. Would that affect your decision if you knew that he was a trans man?
Damn,
touche.
I just, quite frankly, I did it because I think it'd be funnier to have you do a pregnancy scare. That's just why I did it. But he also had never asked the anatomy of the person that he was having sex with, so I had them visit. We're just looking over Brian. It's just sucking the shit out of the window right now.
Yeah. I need a
better window sucker.
Now it's on TikTok. It's all
Aphex Twin's new song.
Live? Oh, it's live. Oh, yeah, hi.
We're simulcasting both on the XA60, we were on TikTok this whole time.
I've never been on TikTok before.
Well, now you are.
Hi, Zoomers.
Cattywampus, because I have the wrong mount and I can't. Oh. I can't get us all in, so people on TikTok were at a weird angle.
We're just going to do the Dutch angle the entire episode. It's great.
Yeah.
We're just going to put like Yap Dollar in the corner over here.
We were already talking about JoJo. It's like
Yao Hung Shu.
Yao Hung Shu.
I'm trying to think of good Yap Dollarisms. It's like, I just love like how the AI just like freaks out for a second. They just start speaking in Mandarin for like 30 seconds.
But Taiwan, Hong Kong, Taiwan.
They are their Hong own Kong. Sovereign nations.
We just got banned. Don't say that.
Sharia law.
the heart stopped, so I'm assuming we didn't get banned in Taiwan. Anyway, we had fun with the campaign. It was a lot of fun, zany antics.
Yeah. Sharia law.
I don't even remember why I met Muzzy. I think Lance brought you over.
Yes.
Lance crashed in our basement for like
six months.
Yeah, he stayed for a while.
It was 6 months.
Where was he before?
I don't remember.
He was with his like ex-partner, Ian, and like a few other people.
Is Lance still
Lansdale.
Living with up in Burnville?
No. So I lived with him for a little bit there too.
At the last 3 weeks, he's been crashing on the couch. Yeah.
So that was where he moved after y'all. We stayed at a guy named Jeff Henderson's place, and Jeff has this giant piece of land in Berks County. And
filled up with cars.
Not just cars. Sobs. Mm-hmm.
He had a few K cars though. He had that like a Chrysler New Yorker limo.
Yeah.
That I kind of want, but good luck getting Jeff to sell anything he has.
Nope. So that's his property, yeah, most of it was his cars, but John Savage. He lived in the guest house. He had a few cars up there too, and that's more John's stuff, like up on the hill. Had a few K cars.
I was supposed to film a bunch of John's stuff, but he's living in Lancaster too now.
I'm not sure where he's living.
Maybe
his company's garage, funnily enough, is like right next to my apartment. Yeah. I cannot escape John Savage. I need to. I haven't yet, but I know I'll just be doing something someday in town, and I'll just see John Savage, and it's like, oh, hey, John, how you doing? can I get that 86 LeBaron Town and Country wagon by any chance?
Was it you who gave me the K-Car front plate, or was that someone else? Maybe that was Matt Walsh. It's down in the bar right now.
I gave you the Tiger plate.
Okay.
So I drive a 2015 Camry SCLE, I forget which one the base model is, but it was owned by my Nana. She's 95 now, God bless her, holy cow. But she gave up driving back in the fall. I had a 03 Camry that is kind of a piece of shit. You know, my
Stinky.
Fault. you gotta take care of your cars.
Clean your car.
It's not even that. This is the thing. It's just falling apart. It got into a fender bender.
The old drinks in the backseat.
Why are you putting me on blast?
You put yourself on
blast.
Was there stuff we need to clean up in it?
Yeah, but
I got the little green there. It'll clean a whole bunch of stuff out. Pet stain remover.
Yeah. But anyways.
I like restoring order.
So she gave up driving. My car was kind of bad. So she gave me her current Camry. And she had one of the PA Tiger plates. It's like I forget exactly what it's for. It's like supporting the zoos or like conserving wildlife. Some wildlife.
Yeah,
fun.
Yeah.
And the one with the otter on it?
No, zoos. It was the one after the otter or concurrently with the otter. I forget. Mm. But the full design, like, you know how like the locomotive plate is? It's like that, but with like a giant tiger on it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the tiger poster.
It's all the poster. Yeah. Zoo books.
So
timely zoo books reference.
Yeah. Each month you get a new zoo book filled with color photos.
You know, maybe that's why I'm
You're
a furry,
gay.
Quite frankly. And maybe that's also
definitely
why
did not help.
I think the zoo books also may have led to the brain damage that led to me willing to pay Patreon for new furry art every month. I get a new centerfold every month.
So anyways, it's like you can't transfer plates in PA from grandparent to grandkid. It's only
really
it's only between like spouses and then like parents to kids.
I was able to transfer the plate from the Galaxy from the previous owner to me, but I wonder if that's different because it's an antique.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know exactly.
I don't know. There's so many rules to transferring a license plate.
I don't know anything
it's
about
weird.
Cars,
like California and I think here. Jersey, the plates follow the car. No, wait, not Jersey. Mm-hmm. No. Maybe it's California.
Every single time you get a car in Jersey, you'll get a brand new plate.
Yeah.
So
at least as far as I'm concerned, that's my experience.
Yeah, I just needed to get a new plate, and it was in the back of my car. I go down to the bar downstairs. I was like, I got something perfect for this bar, and I just stuck it up on one of the some piece of molding. I think the molding over the fridge. That's
what
it
is. And it's right next to Boy Kisser,
Virginia. So there you go.
Yeah. I think we will pick this up again with Muzzy. I'm feeling snacks, maybe Weiss, maybe the bottle shop.
That sounds great to me. We'll restock.
Yeah.
And then we get to my high school years.
Hell yeah.
That's where the school stuff starts, actually.
Thank you guys for watching this bit of Regular Friends. Thank you so much for everybody who donates on Patreon. We will definitely probably going to be doing two more of these. There will be a After Dark one where I don't have to worry about getting censored. We can get into this where the camera turns off, where it's just audio, but that's for Patreons. Thank you so much. Thank you everybody who's watching on TikTok up there on the window. That's all Dutch angle and stuff. I'll get a better mount.
We're very 90s in here.
I'm gonna be the dark
dark with the
donate
logo.
To the Patreon. It's a dollar a month.
It's a dollar, you fucks.
It's cheaper than Spotify, Netflix,
and Costco hot dogs.
Costco hot dogs.
Yeah. YouTube Premium.
All right. So, thanks guys for watching, and we're your regular friends. See you later.
Yay-o.
Hey, we stole a mic.